The Nome State Building on Front Street is down to its bare bones amid renovation administrators say could be completed by as early as April 2015. Andy Mills serves as special assistant for the Alaska Department of Administration. He says construction began in earnest this year, starting with design work and preliminary inspections. Now the building is down to the studs.
This building is effectively sort of a full gut and remodel, includes everything from mechanical walls, plumbing, electrical, even down to the phones and data or internet.
Since the building is fully gutted, offices including Fish and Game, Department of Law, the Department of Health and Social Services, and the Department of Corrections are all temporarily relocated for the summer months in Nome. Some have wondered why choose an extensive remodel rather than a complete rebuild. Mills says it comes down to crunching the numbers.
Ultimately, the cost made sense when you talk about fortifying the structure, remodeling what's already there, and moving critical systems to the roof.
Mills says those critical systems are largely electrical, and they're being moved to the roof in case of future water inundations, since the building will remain in its current location on Front Street. The winning bid for the state building contract came in at $7.6 million and was awarded to Denali General Contractors. There are several other subcontractors working on the project. Mills says in addition to employing a variety of subcontractors, the construction itself is bringing an economic benefit to the city of Nome.
When these folks are doing work in the community for months on end, you're finding all the freight that's being shipped in for this project, all the hotels, the restaurants. That local economy is certainly seeing a multiplier with this work that's being done.
Hazardous materials include asbestos, lead, mercury, and PCBs that were present in the building. And environmental inspections found that the construction is being done in accordance with local, state, federal, and OSHA requirements.